out of the timeout, into the front court. McDonald leaves it off for Tangi for New Hampton, up by three here in the sub-state final. McDonald swings it around to Rensler. Now over to Schweitzer on the left side of the three. And back over to Tangi from McDonald as they cross course. Bounce pass back to the right wing. Got it to Rensler. Now in the corner. Faking the shot is McDonald. Waller right up on him. Doesn't have an open look. Batted down on the pass to Mulford at the high post. They leave it out right wing. Three are running away. No good. Long rebound. Tipped up in the air. Hempen going to come away with it for AP. And Hempen is on the move.
As he ever.
To the left wing. 2:50 to go in the corner. Is Cooper. 2:50 to go in the quarter. And Cooper in the corner. Back out to Waller. Faking the pass as Schiffer comes flying by. And working on the face guard is Cole McDonald. Now over to the left wing. Finds Ross Cooper. Ellis calling for it down low. He kicked it back up top. Waller a three to tie. Bumped away. Nick Waller a three. Great. And it's 20 all.
Great job by Ellis that time. Wasn't open. Kicked it back out. Great job.
2:19 to go in the second quarter. The pressure's starting to rise. Top of the key, line drive, three. Bouncing no from Schweitzer. Rebound put back up. Rolling no, but a foul called. And going to the line will be Cole McDonald for New Hampton.
On Cooper.
It's going to be on Keaton Hempen. Oh,
it'll
be his first.
They must have called it on the different player because Cooper got to the ball behind him. I thought it was going to be on Cooper for sure. Good trade-off there. Hempen's only his first foul.
First shot for McDonald. Up, rolling, good. Cole McDonald, 77.5% from the line this year. And the lead back in New Hampton hands. 21-20, 2:12 to play in the half. Second one out of the right hand to double the lead. Got it.
Good shot that time. They're starting to make their free throws now, New Hampton is.
New Hampton with McDonald, 11 points on the night. Driving in, Schiffer got it stopped, but a foul on the follow-through, and Jake Schiffer will go to the line shooting two.
That's a tough call there too, Austin. And that's the same thing they've been calling on AP, so that's just the way it is.
Rensler, no, it'll be on Matt Mulford. He'll pick up his first.
Got a lot of ball on that one.
Going to the line is Schiffer. First one is up. He got it. Missed his first one in the first quarter. On the and one, now Schiffer with 9 points. He could tie the game back at 22 all.
Looking to come up and put this one in here. We're going to have a full timeout by New Hampton.
Chad Schweitzer wants full TO with 2:02 to go in the second quarter. And we'll take a break. No, it'll be a 30-second timeout. And so we will keep it right here.
Must have changed his mind. And he's what he's doing right now is talking to the official. And I don't really know what he has to talk about because, you know, the calls have kind of been even as far as contact calls. And he's going to call another official over. So I don't quite know what he's got to talk about.
Before the game, I got a chance to talk with Aaron Thomas, the head coach of the Eppington Parkersburg Falcons, as he draws the X's and O's up on the whiteboard in his lap. Tonight's game, according to Aaron Thomas, all about the matchup.
It's definitely a guard-oriented team with great perimeter shooters. You know, they're 41.5% from three. And on the flip side, you know, I think we have an advantage inside with Ellis and Cooper, and the ball's got to go in, and then our guards got to play their guards even. If we do that, you know, I like where we're at.
Going to the line, Jake Schiffer with a chance to tie the game out of the timeout. 2:02 to go in the second. Schiffer already with 9. He's 3-for-4 tonight. It is up. It is good.
Mr. Automatic, Austin.
2 minutes to go in the second. 22 square here in this sub-state final. Winner goes to state for the first time in at least 6 years. For AP, it'd be their first time in over a decade. Top of the key with it is Tangi. Got it back out of the corner and now working up top to Cole McDonald. Man-to-man coverage here. AP having to switch at the top of the key, though, on D. Tangi, cross-court hot potato passing, now to the left wing. And finds Jared Nicolaius in there. Turnaround shot, 10-foot jump hook, no good. Rebound goes to Ellis for Appleton Parkersburg. They've got a chance to get the lead. Top of the key. Cooper off a screen from Ellis, working in down low. Minute 21 to go in the second quarter. And with the ball is Schiffer. Top of that Cedar Falls High School logo, left wing. Cooper got Schweitzer to bite on a fake. Didn't do anything with it after that. Still hasn't put it on the floor. Now leaves it back out to Schiffer. Schiffer drives. Dishes to the wing. Here comes Cooper to the lane. Floats it up. Rolling. Got it for two. And AP leads it.
Boy, that was a great move. Unbelievably good move.
One minute remaining in the period for Appleton. Perkersburg in a two-point lead. New Hampton on the right wing with Tucker Tingey. The arrow favoring the Chickasaws as well. Hot potato pass. Give and go to Tingey. It's up. It's good. Inside the wing from 17 feet. And Tingey, after 15 minutes of play, is on the board. Tied at 24. AP with the ball. 34 seconds to go in the second quarter. To the left wing with it is Brungard. AP needs to get a good shot here. Don't turn it over. They don't have the arrow. Left wing with it is Cooper. Face guarded there by Cole McDonald. Looking to drive inside. Jump stop. Turnaround shot. Got it stripped. And it's stolen by Cole McDonald. And it's taken right back on the outlet pass. Chance Jungling takes it away for AP.
Good job by Chance.
Down to 12 seconds to go in the quarter. Cooper stuck near the scorer's table. He's got to do something. Timeout, Appleton Parkersburg.
I don't know. You might want to use that timeout later, Austin. But 7.2 left. 30-second timeout here. 7.2 left. That's the second timeout for AP. And a good time to set something up, though. Get a good look and get something good inside. So Cooper was going to get the 5-second call, and that's the reason he did it.
24 all is the score. Appleton Parkersburg, by the way, has not won a game at the state tournament. We talk about qualifying for the state tournament. What happens when you get down there? Appleton Parkersburg has not won a state tournament game since 1997. They went third place in Class 2A down there. New Hampton was the runner-up the last time they won a state tournament game to Johnston back in 1994 in 3A. Times have changed a little bit since then for basically the whole state.
Yeah, they really have, and I remember those New Hampton teams. They were good.
Inbounder to Cooper on the left wing. Down to 4 seconds, down to three. Calling for a screen. He's got to move. 2-1. Tries it up at the buzzer. It does not go.
Coach Thomas wanted a foul there. The game is about as even as the score, Austin. Couple people with a little bit of foul trouble for Appleton Parkersburg if you call two foul trouble, and that's something they're going to have to live with, but just about as even as the score. Both teams playing pretty good defense, although they're letting people dribble drive. New Hampton is. And on the other end, AP's not covering that backdoor pass, so those two things are something they're going to have to work at on in the locker room.
Appleton Parkersburg 24, New Hampton 24. We've played 16 minutes of basketball and decided nothing here at Cedar Falls High. We'll take a break, come back in 2 minutes, and get to the first half numbers. We're back for Sub-State Basketball right after this. This is Appleton Parkersburg Sub-State Tournament Basketball on 98.9 KQCR and radioonthego.com and 104.9 KLMJ Hampton.